Phone Boy Speaks, episode 329. Twitter, more like Facebook every day. I guess I'm eventually going to mention the Twitter IPO. Might as well do it now, I guess. Yeah, you've probably all heard, because you're all tech douchebags that listen to this, and you already know that Twitter had its initial public offering, and you know that, I guess they offered it low, and people bought a lot of it, and it doubled in value or something like that. I don't know. It's all just a bunch of hoo-ha, and I don't really give a rat's whatever about it, because let's face it, they still don't have a business model, at least one that's going to make them any money. They're playing the advertising game like everybody else, and I'm sure they'll find more creative ways to stuff ads in this Twitter stream, as it were. But I get really frustrated with Twitter today because, of course, it's something I'm on while I'm watching the sports balls, and and I was using a third-party client on Windows Phone because, let's face it, the official Twitter client on Windows Phone was probably written by an intern over a weekend, and it's not a very good client. I mean, even the iPhone client is, Twitter client is way better, and that's saying something. So, of course, I use third-party clients, and I was starting to run into the API limits of, Twitter. And, that's something that their own clients don't have, right? I mean, I can understand wanting to throttle, really, really heavy users, but they only do it to third-party clients and not their own, or the limits for their own clients are much, much higher. So, I guess you'd have to be a really, really heavy user to use it. So, this has been, sort of a problem that Twitter's had, right? Twitter was, essentially built by, third-party developers. And, over time, they've just sort of, they've worked to squeeze them out and I think you really need to have a third-party Twitter client on on platforms where Twitter isn't focusing their efforts clearly. I don't know that, I work for a software company. I understand that you look at, the market, it's mostly Android and iOS, and iPhone, Windows Phone doesn't have a ton of market share. So, they might do an app for it or they might not. Same thing with BlackBerry. But, the way to solve that problem is that you allow third-party developers to actually write programs and sort of fill that void for you. And then they can come in and make their own as the platform matures or improve it or whatever, right? And it's the whole reason you have an API, right, is so that other people can help build on your system. This is why I like app.net, right? It's that every client is treated the same way, and the API limits are actually really high. So, unless you're just like a, ridiculously, active user, you probably aren't going to run into them. Whereas on Twitter, they've really made them, I think, low enough that, maybe a casual user won't run into them, but the people who are going to be using third-party clients are actually the people that are going to be using, they're going to be running into these limits probably the most, right? So why would you restrict those people? It's clearly not the Twitter that I grew up with. And, this is just another rant around that. But yes, Twitter's trying to bring in IPO money. And the power users are, I guess, being slowly, scared off or shunted into the Twitter's controlled client. And, you want to know where Twitter is becoming more like Facebook? That's it, right? Because Facebook only has one client. I mean, there are others, but they're basically just skins on the web client. Whereas Twitter has an actual API that you could write stuff to, but they're slowly forcing everybody into the Facebook monolithic experience. And so, I guess that's true what they say, some people have said that, Twitter's starting to look more like Facebook. All you have to do is look at their API strategy, and it's very clear that that's the way that they're going.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.